The Piano Matters is supported by Jacobs Music in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, the area representative of Steinway & Sons for new and previously owned Steinway pianos. More information is available at jacobsmusic.com. Yes, it is. It's The Piano Matters. And this is David Duvall, your host, inviting you to share a program with me where the piano is king. I've decided on a large variety, as I usually do, and we're going to hear from Sir Arnold Bax to Clementi and Mozart to Bach, Czerny, and Albanus, and more. So please listen to every minute. I think it will be worth it. Here is something from Pope John the 23rd. "It often happens," he said, "that I wake at night and begin to think about a serious problem and decide I must tell the Pope about it. Then I wake up completely and remember that I am the Pope." Let's begin The Piano Matters with Tchaikovsky. 3 minutes. The Waltz in A-flat, Opus 40, Number 8. Rachmaninoff was fond of it. He made a piano roll and an electric recording of it. This is the piano roll. See what you think of it. Thank you. We just heard the balletic little waltz, Opus 40, number 8. You can see the tutus in the second theme. It was played by Rachmaninoff himself. It was a stylish performance, even in a piano roll. And this one has been highly heralded. This is David Dubal in the series Is the Piano Matters. Benjamin Martin was a pupil at Juilliard some years ago. He's from Australia. And he has recorded for Melba Records a wonderful disc of piano music by English composers. Mr. Martin is now one of the foremost pianists of Australia, and his compositions also are of special value. Look him up on his website. There's a fine article by him recently on Bach. Here is Benjamin Martin in Sir Arnold Bax's last movement of his third sonata in G-sharp minor. You may not have heard it, but here it is.
Thank you.
A sterling performance, indeed, really a wonderful performance of a difficult work. And you need a very large hand for the Bach's piano music. It was the third sonata, and it was played by Benjamin Martin. From Franz Kafka's The Castle. You've been taken on as land surveyor, as you say. But unfortunately, we have no need of a land surveyor. There wouldn't be the least use for one here. The frontiers of our little state are marked out and all officially recorded. But as Kafka said, don't despair, not even over the fact that you don't despair. Czerny was Beethoven's prize pupil. From age 10, he studied with the great master. He composed endlessly, Czerny did. Publishers bought his many etudes, and there are 1,000 opuses or more of his work. And they make good finger sense, these etudes. Hey, that's a good phrase. Finger sense. Here is Francesco Labetta in the first etude of Opus 740. I remember well practicing it myself in a long ago summer, and I also remember that I had a lot of pain in the left hand for some reason. The Art of Finger Dexterity, a very good title indeed. Czerny wrote 50 wonderfully designed etudes for the hand. We heard number one, and what a challenge it is to play all 50, as Francesco Labetta does. And we heard him in the Opus 740 number one. This is The Piano Matters, and as I've said, for me it truly matters, and I hope for you too. Remember, we need your support, and without it, we'll go kaput, and a lot of people will be deprived of one of the best stations for the art of music. So give generously. We work hard, and we work well. Is that a compliment? John Keats said, not the poet John Keats, in his book The Insolent Chariots, the automobile did not put the adventure of travel within reach of the common man. Instead, it first gave him the opportunity to make himself more and more common. Onward we move, and let's move to Spain to hear Albéniz's atmospheric El Puerto. It's a musical depiction of the harbor of Santa Maria, teeming with life. The rhythms are derived from various Spanish dances. El Puerto is the second piece from Book One of the four books of his great piano cycle, Iberia, composed from 1906 until Albanus's death at age 49 in 1909. I have for you Miguel Paselga to play El Puerto. For many of us, the great interpreter of Spanish music, and certainly the Iberia, is Alicia de la Rocha. And I've had her on many times, but I also like to give other chances to other pianists in the great cycle by Albanus. And you heard Miguel Paselga in El Puerto. I'm David Dubal, and I'm glad to be with you listening seriously. John Browning is to give us the Organ Prelude and Fugue in A minor, BWV 543. It's a magnificent work on the organ, of course, but Liszt wanted pianists to get the joy of playing it on the piano, and so he made a very fine arrangement, quite literal to the original. This is not a transcription, it's an arrangement. There's little doubt that the late John Browning was one of America's finest, most comprehensive pianists. Let's hear Mr. Browning in the Bach List.
Thank you.
a superb and stately performance, I thought, of the Liszt arrangement of Bach's Organ Prelude and Fugue in A minor, BWV 543, the artist John Browning. G.K. Chesterton had this to say: "The family is a good institution because it is uncongenial. The men and women who, for good reasons and bad, revolt against the family are, for good reasons and bad, revolting against mankind. Aunt Elizabeth is unreasonable, like mankind. Papa is excitable, like mankind. Our younger brother is mischievous, like mankind. Grandpa is stupid, like the world. He is old, like the world." I've dished up some terrific music for us. Let's hear Horowitz play the first movement of Clementi's Sonata in F minor, Opus 14, number 3. It's very good music.
Thank you.
great Russian master who lived in America for at least more than half of his life, Horowitz, in Clementi's Opus 14, number 3. And believe it or not, I was privileged to turn pages for him when he played these sonatas more than once for me during the 3.5 years I spent with him. And if you want to find out about those years, well, there is a book, Amadeus Press, and it's called Evenings with Horowitz. I haven't read it myself for years, but I remember thinking it was not a bad book. This is The Piano Matters. I'm your host, David Dubal, and I'm glad that you are with us, and I'm hoping that you open the pocketbook. Do we use that word pocketbook anymore? I don't know. But please support this station. We must continue our quest. Let's turn to Sviatoslav Richter, Slava, as his friends called him. A keyboard titan, if there ever was. How he wrestled with the gods, this titan. He is going to give us Szymanowski's work titled Calypso from the cycle Metops, Opus 29, from the year 1915. That was the year that the world first saw the tank. Calypso is an exacting piece technically. It's a challenge for any player, and it's also a challenge for a fine listener. So here is Sviatoslav Richter in Calypso by Szymanowski.
Thank you.
from his cycle Metopes, Szymanowski's Calypso, Richter the Pianist. I hope you're enjoying The Piano Matters. Mozart's last piano concerto was in B-flat major, the K number 595. So it's within the last 8 months of his life. It's the 27th example of high classicism's greatest piano concertos. As was always the case, the work was premiered in Vienna by Mozart himself, a pianist I would like very much to hear. Oh, very much. Alas, no such machine as the record player was yet invented, as you all know. Better yet, why not invent a time machine? Let's have Mozart come to Carnegie Hall and play all of his piano concertos. And yes, why not all of his piano sonatas too? And yes, why shouldn't he conduct his operas at the Met? Ah, yes, I'd work the poor man to death. The performance is by a great Mozartian, Clifford Curzon, who soloist with the London Symphony under István Kertész. Thank you. Piano Concerto No. 27 in B-flat major, K-595, a product of 1791. It was his last earthly year. Such sunny music was being composed as he began sketches for his Requiem. The artist at the piano was Sir Clifford Curzon. István Kertész conducted the London Symphony. I remember hearing the performance live in New York under Mehta with Curzon playing, and he was using the music then. I thought that was interesting. I hope you've had some pianistic thrills in today's musical journey. Here is what Freud says. Neurosis does not deny the existence of reality. It merely tries to ignore it. Psychosis denies it and tries to substitute something else for it. A reaction which combines features of both of these is the one we call normal or healthy. It denies reality as little as neurosis, but like a psychosis, is concerned with effecting a change in it. This is David Dubal. Thank you for listening.
Piano Matters is produced at the studios of WWFM, the Classical Network. The associate producer and engineer is Rachel Katz. For a complete playlist, log on to wwfm.org and click on Playlist. The Piano Matters is made possible in part from the support of the listener members of WWFM, the Classical Network.